This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a roadside bomb explosion today killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast of the country is said to have killed at least six civilians, one of them a newborn. The Taliban took responsibility for the roadside bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or heavily influenced by the insurgent group. There is an increased police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack at London Bridge. The assailant was shot dead by police. Usman Khan had served only 6 years of a 16-year prison sentence for a terrorism conviction. He was paroled in 2018. Here's AP's Zaria Shackley in London.
Two people were killed and three wounded in the attack. Neil Basu, London's police counter-terrorism chief, said 28-year-old Usman Khan was attending a program that works to educate prisoners when he launched Friday's attack, just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Basu said the suspect appeared to be wearing a bomb vest, but it turned out to be a hoax explosive device. Police said they were treating the stabbing as a terrorist attack and were not actively looking for other suspects. Health officials said one of the wounded was in critical but stable condition. One was stable and the third had less serious injuries. Zaria Shackley, London.
Noting yesterday's heroic intervention by the public, which clearly saved lives, London Police Chief Cressida Dick.
In those terrible, terrible events of yesterday, I am just astonished to see what members of the public did, showing incredible bravery, coming together, helping the police, responding to every instruction. So extraordinary courage, really quick thinking from all sorts of people, and then amazing compassion.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack in The Hague's central shopping district. The victims, all minors, have since been released from the hospital. The incident occurred just hours after the terror attack in London, and Dutch police say they are considering all possibilities, including terrorism. North Korea, with apparent sarcasm, says it may soon launch what it calls a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short-range or medium-range launches since May, the latest this week. Experts say nearly all involve ballistic missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the latest test as a violation of UN resolutions. But the official Korean Central News Agency today condemned Abe's statement, saying the Thursday test involved a multiple-launch rocket, not a ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-the-year deadline for the United States to offer concessions in stalled nuclear talks. His launches are seen as part of a not-so-subtle pressure campaign aimed at gaining those concessions. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama said today the search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in his country has ended. The death toll so far is 50, including seven children ages 2 to 8, with 900 people injured. More than 5,000 Albanians are homeless. 1,200 buildings were destroyed in the 6.4 magnitude quake on Tuesday. There have been aftershocks ever since. With last weekend's success of the polls in Hong Kong's district elections, pro-democracy activists say it is time for the government in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to pay more attention to their political demands. Many rallied today for what they call a fight for freedom. Student activist Jack Wong through a translator.
This is the first rally I joined after the district council election. I want to come out and tell the government I'm not satisfied with the current situation. Although the result of the election is very good, only one of the five demands is fulfilled. So I want to keep going out to the street and tell the government we are not satisfied, along with people here, secondary school students and the elderly.
Ahead of a United Nations climate summit in Madrid next week, rallies across Asia and Europe are pushing for more urgent action aimed at global warming. In Australia, people are blaming climate change for the country's historic bushfires. Listen to a teenager who demonstrated in Sydney.
The fires are bigger, the fires are more dangerous, the fires are in spring, not summer. We're not in summer yet. I'll tell you one thing unequivocally, if we don't do anything about climate change, it is going to get worse.
In Iraq, Parliament meets tomorrow in emergency session. Topping the agenda, Prime Minister Adel Abdulmahdi's resignation amid weeks of deadly street protests which have cost hundreds of lives. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.